The indirect object to them is leur. Leur also means their, T-H-E-I-R. What is to bring?
Apporter.
Apporter, not apporter. Always put apporter. The accent okay. At the end, the stress at the end. So, will you bring them their book?
Is it, will you bring to them?
Yes.
Okay. Voulez-vous leur apporter
their book?
Leur livre?
Right. Voulez-vous leur apporter leur livre? Will you bring them to them their book? Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to send him the money.
Je vais lui envoyer
l'argent.
L'argent.
Yes. Je vais lui envoyer l'argent. Argent actually means also silver. Yeah. It's the silver pieces. L'argent, the money. I'm going to send her the money.
Je vais lui envoyer l'argent. Je vais lui envoyer l'argent.
Right. Je vais lui envoyer l'argent. And I'm going to send them the money.
Je vais leur envoyer l'argent.
L'argent. Always
l'argent.
Put the stress at the end of all l'argent. Words. So I'm going to send her the money.
Je vais lui envoyer l'argent.
I'm going to send him the money.
Je vais lui envoyer l'argent.
Right. So usually in speaking, you're referring to somebody, it will be clear. But if it lacks clarity, then one will say, I'm going to send the money to him, or I'm going to send the money to her. So I'm going to send the money to him would be?
Je vais envoyer l'argent à lui.
Right. Je vais envoyer, or je vais envoyer l'argent à lui, or I'm going to send the money to her.
Je vais Je vais envoyer l'argent à elle.
Right. Je vais envoyer l'argent à elle. You caught it immediately. You cannot say je vais. You cut and then you cannot say je vais envoyer, but je vais envoyer. And I'm going to send the money to them.
Je vais envoyer l'argent à eux. À eux.
Right. À eux.
À eux.
Think of fur. Yeah. Sir. Yes. Mm-hmm.